you know, China has shifted from the planned economy to the market economy, and China's economic reform opening up have brought to both men and women lots of opportunities, and educated women, urban women particularly, but also brought setbacks. I think women have shouldered most of the cost and burden during the transition from planned economy to the market economy. For example, ailing state-owned enterprise, women are always first to be laid off. I worked at a state-owned enterprise, state factory before. Some 10 years ago, they had the rule, women about 45 years old, laid off.
And they were, a few older women, they literally just blanket rule.
Yeah. Not 45 or laid off from my work unit. You know, before there was this kind of Maoist-style gender equality. Now it's being replaced by open sexism. If you go to the market, it's just so much harder for women to get jobs because they make extra demand. One place, a woman was needed to sell meat, and she has to be about 1.7 meters high, and she has to be good looking. And some companies will refuse to hire women of childbearing age women, and if sometimes women get pregnant, they will sack them. Sometimes they will force women to write that in the next 10 years, I promise I will not have children. Honestly, market economy has undermined gender equality. One of the obvious indications is the growing pay gap. Now women make 67.3% of what men make. In the countryside, even less than at 56%. So that's down from something like before, in the beginning of the reforms, more than 80%. So we should try to urge government to do something